Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Thursday. We're live at the Hermitage Golf Course for the fourth annual 615 Open, presented by Gary Force Acura and Atmos Energy and benefiting Folds of Honor. We're excited about racing this weekend out at the Nashville Super Speedway, but it all gets started at the Fairground Speedway starting tonight with the Battle of Broadway 150. And we say hello to the GM of the Nashville Fairground Speedway, Anthony Tate, who is on the line with us. And he also has the current points leader at the Nashville Fairground Speedway, Chase Johnson, with him. Anthony, I'll start with you. We're excited about tonight. If people are kind of looking for something to do and haven't gotten their tickets yet, what do they need to do to go see some racing tonight, which includes NASCAR Cup Series winner Josh Berry?
Yeah, well, first, Chase, thanks for having us, and we're really excited about the Battle of Broadway 150 tonight. It's going to be a great time. Fans can look for tickets here at the box office today. Kids 11 and under are free. Or also follow us along on social media, Facebook and X. But all the information's on Nashville Fairground Speedway .racing. And it all starts today. Cars are going to get on grandstands open at 4 o'clock. Autograph sessions at 5, and we'll get going racing about 6 p.m. tonight.
So the main event that everybody's coming to see, that's going to be the Pro Late Models, correct?
Correct. Tonight we got the Pro Late Models. That's a 150-lap event, and then we're also going to have, just before that, the CRA Street Stock Series for 30 laps. And we're in the pit area right now. We got a great field of cars tonight. We're really excited about it. Weather's looking better and better, and looking forward to everyone getting on track today.
All right, so let's bring in Chase Johnson, who's the Pro Late Models points leader. How excited are you for this showcase event tonight and having a guy that, has come up through the ranks of short track racing but now is a Cup Series regular in Josh Berry? How cool is it going to be to have him?
Yeah, it's super awesome. You know, I'm very excited to race in the Battle of Broadway tonight. My dad always told me in order to be the best, he said you always got to beat the best. So I'm looking forward to racing with the best tonight and put on a good show for the fans.
I got to tell you, I was at an event last night for Speedway Children's Charities, and Josh was there running some iRacing stuff. I mean, he busted into a sweat. He was really into it last night. So he's going to have his game face on, I can tell you that.
Yeah, he's a super cool guy, and I look forward to racing with him tonight and putting on a good, clean battle with him in the Battle of Broadway 150.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, you're the points leader right now. I know it's still kind of early in the season, and it's a close battle, but what's kind of your journey been like?
Yeah, so we started on the big track in late models in, I believe, 21. So this is our fifth season. We ran pretty good there for a while. We swapped chassis over last year, and it really upped our game a whole lot, running the Hampi chassis, and we just been on it from there.
We're talking to the Fairgrounds Speedway GM, Anthony Tate, and also Chase Johnson, who is the points leader in the Pro Late Model Series.
Chase, what's it like going against a guy like Josh Berry tonight, knowing you want to be where he is? Is there added pressure for you, or is this just an amazing opportunity that you'll have tonight?
Yeah, it's super awesome to race against a guy like Josh. You know, I pulled for him when he was racing for Junior in the late model stock. My dad always told me, he said, you know, in order to be the best son, you know, you got to beat the best. And Josh did it the hard way, like most local racers. He raced his way up, you know, proved he could do it, got hooked up with the right people, and he made it. So it's definitely a goal for all short track racers.
Yeah, Chase, I didn't know your dad was Ric Flair. Anthony, let me talk to you for a second about this. I know you're new here. We've talked a little bit on the socials. It's kind of exciting. I mean, you're a race fan. You love racing. And this track, I mean, we love this racetrack. Do you feel that from people when you're out talking around town?
I think the biggest thing that I hear from our fans is how much they love and support the track and want to, you know, when they come out, they're telling their friends and family to come along with them. The history here is second to none. It's one of those facilities, kind of, I relate it to Wrigley Park in Chicago. You get the goosebumps when you walk in here, and you just think about all the great racers that came before, and even promoters. A lot of great people have come here and come through the gates. And so for me, it's a real special event for me in my first year here at Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway, but also just feeling the history and talking with the fans and the stories makes it really special.
How crucial, Anthony, is a night like tonight for the Fairgrounds Speedway?
Yeah, it's big. It's really big. It's important for us to, you know, start racing in Nashville, right? We have the Super Speedway, and Matt Greachy and the team are going to start off tomorrow with the trucks, the Craftsman Truck Series, followed by Xfinity and NASCAR on Sunday. So for us to showcase to America local short track racing for all the fans that are in town, and if you're out at the campgrounds listening, come on out and see us. We have tickets available tonight. Pit Pass is available. We have an autograph session. So it is really important. And I think for myself and Track Enterprises, it's a great event for us to be included in the start of racing in Nashville this year.
Well, and Anthony, I also got to mention Dawson Sutton's going to be there as well, who's a regular in the Craftsman Truck Series now, but has obviously spent a lot of time out at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, Dawson's a great driver. Last year he did the points with us and had a great season. And I had a little bit of time earlier today to say hello. They're on site. They pulled in last night. But, you know, like you said, the show's for the fans. It's exciting to have what we have going on in Nashville, and it should be a really good night tonight.
Well, I'm looking forward to being out there a little bit later on, so we'll see you then. And again, Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway.racing. You can go and get more information, but go out, support this great track, support these guys like Chase Johnson. And Chase, good luck to you the rest of the way. We'll see you tonight.
Thank you, sir. Sounds good.
Anthony, we'll see you later.
Thanks, guys. And now get out there on the golf course and maybe hit a hole-in-one or at least a fairway for us.
Yeah,
work out. Yeah, we're going to try. We're going to do our best.
We'll see you guys later. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. That is Anthony Tate, the general manager of the Fairgrounds Speedway, and Chase Johnson, who's the Pro Late Models points leader right now. And again, the Battle of Broadway 150 presented by Rackley Roofing. You can check that out. Racing starts at 6 o'clock at the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway. I'll be out there. I'll be doing some call-ins, and really looking forward to seeing some good racing tonight.
So what's your deal tomorrow? We're tomorrow at the Speedway, the Nashville Super Speedway.
Yes. So tomorrow we are going to do the show out at the Nashville Super Speedway. Matt Greachy going to join us. We're going to, I haven't told you yet, Ross Chastain. We're going to tape an interview with him after our show, but we'll run that a little bit later on because of his schedule. But looking forward to that, being at the media center, and then I'm there all weekend.
So, like, what are you doing for the truck race tomorrow night?
I will be on the PA with our good buddy Joe Williams. I'll be down doing the pre-race ceremonies by the stage and all of that. Do that for I'll be doing parts of pre-race ceremonies all weekend for
so
all three.
Is that the Q&A? Do drivers come up and you ask them questions?
That'll be Sunday. I will, and you can go to NashvilleSuperspeedway.com for the full schedule of everything and like driver appearances and all that good stuff. But yes, I will be doing, let's see if I can find it. I will be doing some Q&A stuff with, I think it's Chase Briscoe, Kyle Larson, Joey Logano, I believe.
On
so,
the big trailer?
Yeah. Yeah. So you see that on Sunday.
Get it. In front of, so about 50,000 people watching the chaser on the big screen out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like
we
that.
Give you, can I give you some questions to ask?
No. I don't need that. it's, so all this will start at like 3:30. Chase Briscoe, Joey Logano, Kyle Larson, Noah Gregson. So we had Noah on the show.
We
so did. It'll be fun. Kyle Larson just attempted the double, so I'm sure that'll come up.
Okay, good.
Do you think it's funny, like, because with him, I would probably be like, so, what's new?
Yeah, right? How's it going?
You got nothing to talk about, right?
Yeah. You'd be like Lundberg from Office Space.
Yeah.
What's happening?
What's happening? So, yeah, really looking forward
proud
to it.
Proud of you, man. That's awesome.
I've enjoyed it the last – this will be the fifth one. I've been a part of it since it came back, and so really going to be a really cool,
so
busy weekend.
Saturday, you doing the same thing?
Yeah, I don't think there's Q&A Saturday, but I'll do the pre-race stuff, yeah.
So let me ask you this, and I don't know any of this. So when you're doing the race Sunday, if there's a wreck, you're like 42 against the wall.
So during the actual race will air MRN. Not that you can hear it in the grandstands, but that will or PRN, I should say, will carry their coverage. And so in the bathrooms and the suites and all that stuff. And then, yes, when there's a caution, when there's a break, our friend Jill Jelnick will be working the pits, and she'll be doing some fan stuff. And also Jose, who's goes around with NASCAR, so he'll be doing that. We'll kind of toss to them. But, yeah, Joe Williams and I will talk about the race.
But over the PA.
Yeah.
Over the entire.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And by the way.
I would not do that.
I don't think I even told the story. So last year, I did my It's Showtime, folks, to start it, and I almost said Chase and Big Joe.
Please do it.
I said Chase and Joe Williams.
Please do it. Joe won't care. It's half of Joe.
Yeah.
Right? Do it. Please do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I can get it done. Proud of you.
You're going to be there. So.
I will be there, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm tossing out the first pitch, so can't wait.
And for the T-ball game that's going on in the campgrounds.
I want to do first down Rackley.
But I am excited to do some driver introductions in the Xfinity and Truck Series, and so that should be fun.
What's the truck guy from Rackley we had on?
Dawson Sutton.
Dawson Sutton, yeah.
So I'll be driving the oh wait, this is Xfinity. 25, I think, driving the number 25 Rackley War Chevrolet from Nashville, Tennessee. Dawson Sutton.
So the pressure that kid's got tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Because your dad's sponsoring that race.
It's there.
And you're doing it.
If he wrecks out, do you think he's just like, you got to walk home, son?
I think he's grounded. Yeah. Like, okay, no more for you.
Real quick, we have a call. Hello, Clay.
Oh, no.
It's been a while. What you doing?
Chase, it sounds like you're getting ready to be a big shot.
Right?
Well, some say I've already been one. No, I'm... Yeah, it's going
to
be fun.
You boys know that even though there's breaks in between my calls, I'm always listening.
Well, we're glad. We appreciate
Thank you,
that.
Buddy.
So y'all are at Hermitage Golf Course. Shall we talk golf, or what should we talk?
Whatever you want to talk about. All right, we got like a minute, so.
Right. How about the Vandy boys getting the overall number one seed? I'm pretty happy about that. I actually got to have a conversation with Corb after the selection show Monday at the Commodore. So I'm excited about that. Never been to Omaha. I told him if they make it to Omaha, I will be there.
Are you banned from the Hawk too?
I'm banned everywhere down there, Chase.
Okay. Well, Corbs needs to work on that.
What's that?
I said Corbs needs to work on that.
Well, I'm sure he knows because word gets out, you know. So I'm sure he knows, but we've never discussed that. But anyway.
Okay.
What happens if Vandy loses to Wright State tomorrow night? Will you have another meltdown?
I might. I will be probably at the pub watching the game. And if things get a little tense, you know, I'll just have to maybe order a little alcohol. You know what I mean?
Can you not go in the parking garage up on the 25th floor or whatever it is and then watch
it? No, I got his picture hanging up there.
I have done that before. I've gone up on top. And, you know, even though you're a long way from the field, you can see really good. The only part of the field you really can't see very good is the right field corner. Other than that, you can see great.
Well, and get binoculars, Clay. I think you should do that. You need to wear your, like, a little afro, you know, one of those things you buy at the store, and a fake mustache and all that other stuff. Nobody would know.
Please do that.
Maybe. Put on some shades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
But that'd be good. All right, Clay, we got to run.
See you, boys.
See you, Clay. And you can tune in to 102.5 The Game tomorrow. As the number one overall seed, Vanderbilt Commodores hosts Wright State at the Hawk, Hawkins Field. First pitch around 5 o'clock Central. They'll have pregame for you at 4:45. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and thegamenashville.com. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays here on Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.